The Gemara in Daf Peis Medbeis discusses the klal of Eirechad Neman Bisurin, and somewhat perhaps surprising, the Gemara never quotes an obvious makor. And therefore, the Machlokas Rishonim, what exactly is its source? The fact that the Gemara doesn't quote a separate Zeres HaBasu perhaps is one of the clear indicators of Rashi Shita, that there is no specific Zeres HaKasu of Eirecha Mizurin. But rather, it's derived from simply, I would tell you, my simbachoyom. The Torah speaks about, as Rashi writes, shchita. The Torah speaks about hafrasha, nikor hagid. And nowhere does the Torah tell us that, oh, by the way, that all this requires edim. The Torah tells us din mamonos requires edim, din nefashos requires edim. The principle of our Gemara, a pasuk that teaches us that ein davar shebe erva pachos mishnayim, can't one simply derive from those clear parshios that mamo, nefashos, davar shebe erva, but not the day-to-day life of isurim. And therefore, when the Torah tells us that there's a parsha of shchita and a parsha of hafrasha, and the Torah tells us one is allowed to partake, it doesn't tell us b'med dvar mamurim, that there are edim that are present that confirm indeed this was done. So Rashi writes very simply, that's the clear, self-evident assumption of the Torah, that Eirechad is neman b'isurin, the fact that the Torah doesn't go out of its way and mention any need for edim at all. Rashi writes that here, Rashi writes that the sugya in Chulin and Daf Yudam Abayis with a slight variation. Tosus is very bothered, because how can you prove anything from cases of hafrasha or from cases of shchita? Because after all, those are examples of something which is biyado. That is something that I fully control. Something which is biyadi, I understand that there is indeed nemanos. There's a parsh in the Torah nemanos of that which is biyado. So for example, I have tevel. It is biyadi lahafrish. I can be mafrish appropriately. And therefore, of course, that there's a level of nemanos. You have an animal. It's true, right here now, the animal is asr b'achila, but it's biyadi lishchot. The same thing is true when it comes to nikor hagid. Tosfos writes that, how can you prove anything from these parshios? I admit that these parshios don't require edim. That's clear, that's self-evident, but not based on the concept of edim neman u'misurin necessarily, but simply because this is something that is biyadi. That gives rise to the following issue. Tosfos argues, you know, this is not the typical Eirechad Neman Bisurin, but this is Nemanos of Biyado. Is Biyado a separate parsha of Nemanos? Or could one possibly suggest that Biyado is a subclass, a detail within Eirechad Neman Bisurin? For example, let's start with step one. That, you know, Eirechad Neman Bisurin. But our Gemara raises a difficulty, you know, that sometimes we're dealing with a case which is Ischazik Yisura. Ischazik Yisura. So what is the answer to that question? Now, after all, there is a Cheskas Yisra of Tevel. A Behemoth Bechaya is the Cheskas Yisra Omed. There's an Yisra of Evri Manachai, an Yisra of Eina Zavuach. There's a Cheskas Yisra. How am I Neman Keneged the Cheskas Yisra? You know what the answer is? Maybe the answer is very simply, biyado, biyado. You know what the rule of biyado does according to Rashi Shita? It simply addresses the kasha. Step two, chezkas iser. How can you say a person is neman? So obviously, keneged, the chezkas iser. The answer is that really called ischazik isura? Is that really called ischazik isura? I understand the woman's neshes ish, ischazik isura. But tevel is ischazik isura. All I have to do is be mafrish, and therefore that Isra will fall aside. All I have to do is perform my sashchita, and will no longer apply the principle of behema becheskas Isra omedes. So therefore the fact that it's biyadi lisakein, that just simply addresses, ooh, the kash of ischazik nisura, and guess what? I'm back to square one of Eirechad Neman Bisurin. That's what the Beis Halevi suggests, is Rashi Shita. The Beis Halevi is in Chedek Beis Simen Lamed Zayin, Sivkot and Gimel, that according to Rashi Shita, Biyodo is not a new parsha of Nemanos. The other just simply addresses the Gemara's kasha, and that is Ischazik Yisura. And the answer of the Gemara is no, it is not considered to be Ischazik Yisura because it is considered to be that which is Biyadi. And if it's not Ischazik Yisura, we're back to square one, that Eref Ad Neman Bisurin. Why does Tosus object with the Chiddush of Rashi? Apparently Tosus assumes that no, the notion of Biyado is a separate parsha of Nemanos. It's not just simply questioning the kasha of Ischazik Yisura, but that which is Biyado leaves the world of Erech Ad Neman Bisurin, a new parsha of Nemanos of Biyado, and therefore anything that's Biyado cannot serve as a source in any shape or form. I'm going to have to look for a source that it's not fully, maybe one aspect, yes, but not fully that which is considered to be biyadi. So, Beis Halevi writes, this seems to be a fundamental machlokes, whether the whole concept of biyada is within the framework, the miskeres of Erech Ad Neman Bisurin, or is this considered to be an entirely different klal of nemonos? If that really is the machlokas, then Rashi and Tosus, according to Rashi, Ahadre, Lahadara Kamet, goes back to step one, and according to Tosus, the new Parsha, you know, that gives rise to difficulty. Isn't it obvious, then the Tosus is correct, that Biyado is an independent Parsha of Nemanos. It's not just simply a detail within the structure, the framework of Erech Ad Neman Bisurin. Because if I were to ask you, okay, but what is the status of Biyado when it comes to Gittin, Kedushin, Yibum, Chalitza, Din Yamamanos? If you're going to tell me that, you know what, Biyado doesn't work in any of those cases, oh, then maybe I could argue Biyado is within the broadest heading of Erech Ad Neman Bisurin. But if somehow I could demonstrate that Biyado is a real concept in Hagdara that's relevant to Gittin, Kedushin, Yibum, Chalitza, Mamon, so how in the world can you argue that this is a subcategory of Erech Ad Neman Bisurin? And that would give rise then to what Tosus writes, that this is an independent parsha of Nemanos. It's not just simply addressing the immediate question of Ischazek or Lo Ischazek Isura. If that really is the test, well then isn't it obvious that Biyado works when it comes to cases of Gittin, Kedushin, Yivim, Chalitza, and Din Yamamanos. That's clear. Those are Gemaras. No, those are Sukkis. A Mishnah and Kedushin, and Av, Samach Dalit. And Av is Neman to say that his young daughter is married. Kidashti Esbiti. Kidashti Esbiti. How in the world is he Neman to say Kidashti Esbiti? After all, to say that she is an Eishas Ish, isn't that considered to be a Davar Sheba Erva? And ain't davar sheva pachlus mishnayim. You know what the answer is? Kedushin samach dalet, because biyado lakadsha. Biyado lakadsha. Because he has the capacity to do this. And ain't ochinami, if it would not be biyado, he indeed would not be Naaman. So if, for example, he affirms that my young girl is an eishas ish, if she is still a ktana, and it is something that it is biyadi, then yes, dav is Naaman. If that would not be the case, if it's no longer biyado, it was, but it not is, the girl is a gdola. And all of a sudden a father comes forward and says that years ago I accepted kesa kedushin. It is no longer biyado, and he is not. He is not neman. But you see from the Mishnah that there's nemanos of biyado when it comes to cases of kedushin. When it comes to cases of kedushin. A sugya baba basra kuflam et gimel that Abal is Naaman to say Geirashti es Ishti. Why exactly is that true? Because Biyado Lagarsha. Biyado Lagarsha. It's something that he could do. And therefore, if indeed it is Biyado Lagarsha, he's Naaman to say Geirashti es Ishti. That very sugya, Bavasar Kuflamit Gimel, all of a sudden, you know, a person is ill. They've been married many years. There are no children. If he dies, this woman is Zukukali Avam. No? Yibum Chalitza. All of a sudden, right, he makes this assertion, this declaration, that Zebini. Lo and behold, he has children. Is he really Naaman to say Zebini, that this indeed is my son? And therefore, if he will die, therefore there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza at all, just based on that representation, that Zebini. Yes, so the Gemara says exactly, of course. Why? How is that considered to be biyado. The Gemara says that's part of biyado lagarsha. That after all, what? He should not be believed in order to state that she is or is not a candidate for Yibam or Chalitza? That what do you mean? If he were to divorce her right now, which is something that he controls, something which is biyado, so therefore there wouldn't be Yibam or Chalitza. So Yibam or Chalitza is considered to be biyado because biyado lagarsha. So if he says Zebini, he is Neman, because after all, biyado lagarsha, biyado lagarsha. The Rambam quotes that halacha, now in Perek Gimel. Halacha Aleph Ibuchas Yibam Chalitza. Mishnah Melech has 2 days, fascinating days. Now, Rabbi Chanan writes, those 2 days are very relevant too. The Tosis and Gittin Daf Beis Amud Aleph. How Migo works, no? Because the Mishnah Melech quotes Machlok is the Ramban and the Riaz. If his only Nemanus in that particular case is because of Yado Lagarsha, so you know what? He says Zebini, and then he dies, and she's awaiting Yibam Chalitza. No, there is no Yibam Chalitza because Yado Lagarsha, is she? Muteres rasura l'kohen, no? Such an astounding, astounding dihun of Mishnah Melech. Because his nemanos is only because of biyado lagarsha. But indeed, if gerushin occurs, she would be asura l'kohen. So she'd be asura l'kohen as a grusha. She's asura l'kohen as a chalutza. Or do we say no, that the nemanos of biyado would argue that he's neman to say zebini, even though it's only yato biyado lagarsha. But nonetheless, she's considered to be an amana. But no shape or form we argue that she is asura l'sula kohen. Machlokes, today is that you find in Mishnah Melech. Mishnah quotes the Ramban that screams that now she is absolutely muteris l'kohen against the Hagos Zarif that the Mishnah Melech indeed quotes. But you see a chiddush, no? Yibum, chalitza, that's considered to be that which is biyado. Gerushin is biyado. Kedushin is biyado. Asugin Sanhedrin daf lamed amad aleph. The same thing applies when it comes to dinim amanos. When it comes to dinim amanos. A person gets up and says the following, I want you to know. You know, your father went ahead and hid, right, a vast amount of cash. But I want you to know all that money is usur. Everything that he hid is Meister Sheni. Or everything that he hid really belongs to someone else. It really was not his. It's not his. Mamish Dina Mamanos, no? A person gets forward and says, I want you to go to that certain place, right? Dig down, you're going to find, but you know what? All of that is considered to be usur. Is he Neman? Is he not? The Gemara says such an astounding chiddush. If it's biyado, he's Neman. If not, then not Neman. No? So for example, someone gets up and says, you know what? Look in the third drawer of your house. You're going to find there's money there. That's Mos Meister Sheni. He's not Neman at all. Because the money that's in the third drawer is out of his reach. It's out of his access. And therefore, if it's inaccessible, it's not considered to be biyado. But if he says the following, go into the park, right, and dig down, you're going to find a chest which is there, and that's his, but it's Shamay Sushani, he's Neman, because it's biyado. He could access. That's a stunning chiddush, Sanhedrin daf lamed amud aleph, that biyado, there's Nemanos, even when it comes to cases of dinim amanos. So the Beis Halevi writes, just in a line, no, that isn't this exactly Tosu Sushita? You can't argue that biyado is a subcategory of and the only reason that it's so relevant is because it addresses the pircha, the kasha of ischazik isura. That certainly is not true. Biyado is an independent parsha of namanas that works when it comes to cases of git and kedushin, yibam chalitza, dinim amanos, all found explicit in Gemara. And if that's the case, how in the world can you prove anything from a case which is considered to be biyado? And therefore, the Beis Halevi writes, the chores tosus ashita, except. The Beis Halevi points out, biyado can mean two different things. Biyado means that what? It is something that I could do, it's something that I control, I could be when? Biyado achshav or biyado meikar? That, the Beis Halevi writes, is a critical difference. When I say it's something that I should be believed because it's something that, you know, I have dominion over, does that mean here and now? Or does it mean once? Once. You know, all the cases that I mentioned, all those cases, it means that as I speak, it is something which is biyadi. Biyadi. Biyadi lagarsha means right here and now. Biyadi lakadsha means right here and now. She is still considered to be Iktana. to be able to say that she's an Eishes Ish, even though she's a Gdola, because years ago, es biti nasati v'yisazeh. That's not b'yadi achshav, that's b'yadi meikara. So the Beis Halevi writes the following chiddush, that if something is currently b'yadi, that's clear. That is not a category of erech adam b'yisurin. That works when it comes to cases of arayos and cases of gittin kedushin, even dinim amanos. But in the cases of isurin, the nemanos of biyado is even if it's biyado meikara. Biyado meikara. It's not just that I'm neman on hafrasha because I could be mafrish right here and now. Right here and now. Even beyond that. I'm neman to say that this is besar shchuta. Because after all, the shchita was a shchita ksheira. At this point in time, it is no longer biyado. It's no longer biyado lishchot. If you have an animal that, yes, is alive and well, and there is a chezkas iser of Eivir Menachai or Eina Zavuach, the Tosos and Shavuos, that's biyadi achshav. I can perform ma'aseh shchita here and now. But Rashi is telling you clearly that when it comes to Isurim, the Nemanos of Biyado is even the Mafreya. That you don't find when it comes to Gittin Kedushin Yivin Chalitz or Dine Mamanos. That there's Nemanos of Biyado Lemafreya. Let's assume, for example, a woman, is accused of being an Eishes Ish. And the husband comes forward and says that, you know what? I divorced her. That Maisa's Nus occurred a year ago. The Baal is not Neman to say that I divorced her a year ago. There's Nemanos to say she is a Grusha now because it's Biyadi Lagarsha. But that Nemanos is only Mikana Labah. It's not considered to be Lamafreya. So the Beis Halevi writes, that's the secret to Rashi Shita. That there's a concept of biyado that is unique to Eid Echad Nem Bisurin, and that is the concept of biyado lemafreya, not just simply that which is mikana lahaba, and that is unparalleled. Why exactly is that true? Because the biyado lemafreya just addresses the ischazik isura, and now we're back to the starting point of Eid Echad Nem Bisurin. So biyado lemafreya, that is unique to cases of iser ve'eter. Biyado achshav, yes, that's true. That certainly is the case mikana lahaba. But that, he writes, is the raya of Rashi Shita, not simply the universal biyado meaning achshav, but that which is considered to be lemafreya. Well, Tosus disagrees, and Tosus assumes there must be some overt gzeres hakasuv of cases that are not fully biyado, and nonetheless there is nemanos of erachanam b'surin. And Tosus writes, that can be derived from the parsha of Zava, from Nida, after all, v'safra la, and the Gemara's Dorish, k'suvasayin veiz, v'safra la means liatzma, that she indeed is considered to be Nemenes. And as you saw, the Marsha, not every aspect of is considered to be that which is biyada. The Marsha discusses which element of Nidan Zav is Ischazik Yisura, which element is considered to be biyada, what is not considered to be biyada. A current Re'iyah is not really biyada, but that's not Ischazik Yisura, because we know it's only a matter of time until that is Osi Lihishtanos. The fact there's a chezkas tuma la'achar re'iyah, yes, a chezkas tuma, but that already is considered to be biyada. So therefore, v'safra la, that we can derive erechot neman b'isurin, because she indeed is considered to be nemenes, and that serves as the basis of erechot neman b'isurin. Isn't that the chiddush, to assume indeed that's true? That v'safra la, the parsha zava, that's considered to be the basis of Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin. So I'll tell you, right, an unbelievable Maramakom, but you have to take a look. Rabbi Nutam, Sefer Hayashah, Chela Katshuvis Simen Pei. That's the Maramakom to see. There Rabbi Nutam writes the following. Is that so simple? that Vesafra La can be the source of Eirecha Nembi Surin. And Rabbi Natam writes just something very, very bold. Zalva, Nida. What category is that? What category is that? Is that called Isurim, or is that called Arayas? Would I classify Nida as Gili Arayas, or would I classify Nida as Isuri Bia? You know, if I were to ask you the following, you know, what does it mean that something is an Isur Era? That something is an Isur Era? So I'll tell you the following. Well, obviously, let's start. There's an Isur Bia, that's true. Not every Isur Bia, no. It has to be Isur Bia that have with it, oh, we assume, at least Kares or Misa. So Isur Bia, Kares or Misa. When you're dealing with Arayos, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. No. A person goes there and marries an Eish HaSish, marries a parent, marries a child, marries a sister, a sibling. No, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. There's no Tfisas Kedushin Barayos. Arayos, so many sugyas and shas. No, Simakufnun Zayin. Gil Arayos is Yaharag Vayavur. Yaharag Vayavur. So something's considered to be an Isser Erva. So I know a whole fact kicks in. No? You know what? Isser Bia, Kares, Misa, Tfisas Kedushin, Mamzerus, Yaharag Vayavur. Ramban, maybe. Lo sikruvu, lo galo sevasa. No? Chibuk, nishuk, negiya, yichud. All of those surim kick in when you're talking about arayos. To say something is an iser erva, realize, you know, a dozen halachas are going to kick in. What exactly is the status of nida? Is that called arayos or is that called iserbia? What do I know about nida? It's an Isser Bia. That's clear. No? That certainly is true. That we know. You'll ask me, where is this found? You know what? It is mentioned in the Parshas Ha'arayos of Achemos and Kedoshim. That's true. So it is Isser Bia. In certain ways, it's connected to Arayos. Is there Kares Umisa? There's Kares. There's an Isser Kares. That certainly is true. Is there Tfisas Kedushin? There is Tfisas Kedushin. That's very unusual. Where in the world do you find an Isser Erva with Tfisas Kedushin? When you look at the list of Arayos, to be an Iserva means there is no Tfisas Kedushin. You know what? There is Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Nida. No? That's a pasuk, no? Usihi Nida Sa'alav. Usihi Nida Sa'alav, Pashup Shat means something entirely different. Entirely different, no? A Nida is an Avatuma. The dam is tamei, she is tameya, she is asur labal. What happens in a case of bo'al nida? Bo'al nida. You know what the Torah tells us? Usihi nida sa'alav. That status, that tuma, the status of an av ha-tuma now applies to him. Applies to him. It's not just there was an iser. Usihi nida sa'alav. But more than that. No? It means that a bo'al nida is considered to be an av ha-tuma. Wow. But the Gemara has such an unbelievable drasha. No? An unbelievable drasha. What does it mean, tehi? Usihi. What does havaya mean? Havaya mean, no? So here's something which is very critical. No? Like, the Torah can describe Yishus in different ways. Sometimes that itself, v'holcha v'haisa, Le'ishacher. You know what v'haisa means? Kedushin. Typically, when the Torah wants to describe more than Kedushin, it means not just Erisim, but even Nisuin. How typically does the Torah describe Nisuin? I'll tell you another phrase, no? Sometimes when the Torah describes a wife, the Torah uses the term Besa. Besa Zu'ishta. Besa Zu'ishta. Is there a difference between Usihi and Havaya, V'holcha V'haisa, as opposed to Beso? So I'll tell you, yeah, there's a critical difference. No? Yumadaf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. No? Usihi, Havaya is Irisin. Beso Zuishto is Nisuin. Furishim Gemara. Beso Zuishto is considered to be Nisuin. But Havaya is Erisin. Is Erisin. That's why the Gemara spells out black and white. This will be very critical to what we'll get to soon. That it's necessary for a Kohen Gadol to be married in order to do Avodas Yom Kippurim. What exactly does that mean? Not just Erisin. Nisuin. Because Beis is Uishta. No, Yimadaf Yud Gilam Aleph. When it comes to the Parsha Hafaras Nadarim, doesn't the Psukim address like different stages of Ishus? No? Im Hayo Sihiel Ish. What does that mean? Oh, she's a Nara Marasa. What is Im Beisi Shanadara? It means she is a Nesua. Hayo Silis means Shutfis. The Avna Balar Mefer. Beisi Shanadara means only the Balas Mefer. Take a look in Rashi. Kedushin Daf Yudam Ad Beis. Rashi writes the following, that, you know what, an Ashes Kohen is allowed to go ahead and to eat Truma. At what stage? Erisin or Nisuin? So Rashi writes explicitly, no? Explicitly. If you're talking about Kinyan Kaspo, the Kinyan of Ishus, what is that? That's Erisin. Arusa Bas Yisrael, Echelos Petruma. Arusa Bas Yisrael, Echelos Petruma. What about Parshas Korach? Parshas Emor Arusa, I understand. What about Parshas Korach? Kol Tahor Beveska. Kol Tahor Beveska Yolchal Kodesh. Ooh, Rashi writes, That's Nisuin. That's an important Haggadah, no? Rashi Kedushin, Daf Yud Amud Beis. I'll tell you an incredible Ha'arav or Sameach. Found in Hilchos Trumas, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. He writes, you know what the Shita of the Yerushalmi is, but unbelievable. Parshas Emor mentions after Erisin, an Ashes Kohen is allowed to partake. But Parshas Korach insists on Nisuin, called Torah Baveischa. Parshas Emor is only talking about Truma. Parshas Korach is talking about even Sharmat Nosguna. So Rav Sameach writes, the Shita of the Yerushalmi is, you hear such a thing, no? That Arusa Bas Yisrael Ocheles B'Truma. Truma. Because in the parsha of Truma, the Torah speaks about Erisin. When it comes to other Matnos Kuna, Chazav Ashok, you need Nisuin. You hear such a thing? Well. So, all based on this, no, the Gemara says something incredible. Usihi, Nidasa Alav. The language of Ishus, Erisin, Kedushin, is used in the context of Nida. So therefore, you know what that tells us? That there's Tfisas Kedushin. When it comes to Nida, there's Tfisas Kedushin. Wow. Anyway, Gemara tells us, Yevamos Daf Mem Hei, something again, incredible. There are five Shitas in Tanayim regarding Ezel Mamza. But the Gemara just throws out unbelievable. Now, Hakol Modim Baba Al Hanida She'ein Havlad Mamza. There's absolutely no mamzerus as a result of a child that was born through Nida, because mamzerus goes hand in hand with Tfisas Kedushin. And if there's Tfisas Kedushin, who's seen in the Sa'alav, then there's no mamzerus. Well, that's something which is stunning. No? Even if you hold mamzerus, chavilav, chaviese, not Nida. Even though it's kares, because there's tfisas kedushin, in ein aval mamzer. So when you look at the fact set of nida, so on the one hand, it's found in the parsha Sarayas, it's an isser bia. Well, there is kares. On the other hand, there is tfisas kedushin, in ein aval mamzer. So the question is, of course, is kind of what gives. No, what is the klal and what is the yotzim in a klal? Do I assume the following, that the starting point is that Nida is an Isser Erva. Nida is an Isser Erva. And in Achinami, if I didn't have Psukim, I would say that there is no Tvisas Kedushin, the Vlad is a Mamzer. But you know, the Torah goes out of its way and tells us despite the fact that Nida is Bechlal Ha'arayas, nonetheless, there is Tvisas Kedushin. And if there's Tvisas Kedushin, in a Vlad Mamzer. Or can I argue, no, of course that's not true. There is no Tfisas Kedushin Barayos. That's a Klal Gadol. There's no Tfisas Kedushin Barayos. And another Klal Gadol is Arayos results in Mamzerus. And if there is Tfisas Kedushin in Mamzer, Nida is not considered to be Arayos. Aye, there's Nisar Kares. Oh yes, there's Nisar Kares. Chol Shabbos also has Nisar Kares. Achi on Yom Kippur also has an Isur Kares. It's Isuri be with in Isur Kares. That certainly is true. But it's Isurim. It is not considered to be Arayos. That's a very, very heavy machlokas Rishonim. Whether Nida Zava is an Isur Erva, or whether this is considered to be Isurim. The Rambam is Mefurish. The Rambam could not be more Mefurish. The Rambam Perek Dalev Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam Perek Dalev Hilchos Yisuribiyah. The Rambam Perek Chav Aleph of Hilchos Yisuribiyah. The Rambam Perek Chav Beis of Hilchos Yisuribiyah. Over and over and over again, the Rambam writes, Nida is Bichlal Harayos. Nida is Bichlal Harayos. Despite the fact that it's an Isra Erva. Despite the fact that it's an Isra Erva. Nonetheless, there is Tfisas Kedushin. Yeah, but that's exceptional. That's the Gzeres HaKosu. Despite the fact that it's considered to be in Isra Erva, in Isra Erva. The Rambam writes, you know, the Mustor Rishon should be the Isra Yichud Daraisa of Nida. Of Nida. And the Rambam writes, obviously it's not true, but the Rambam assumes a Chiddush. Rav Slaveshchuk could often point to this Rambam, that there are times, Ksuvas Daf Dalet, that there could be Nisr Yichud when it comes to one's wife who is Anida. When is that true? If Pirsa Anida, Kodem Bi Rishona. No? You know what the Rambam writes? That's the regular Isr Yichud of Arayos. Because Nida is in Isr Erva. Nida is in Isr Erva. Wow. And who disagrees and adopts in all these questions the opposite approach? That Nida is not in Isur Erva. Nida is Isurebiya, very chomor in Isur Kares, but it is not considered to be Bichlal Harayos. That is the Shita of Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam and Sefer Yosha, Chelak HaTshuva, Siman Pei. And Rabbi Natam writes, realize, it is because of this fundamental focus, that I can argue, Tosus Gittin Daf Beis, that the source of Eidechad Nem and Yisurin is the Parsha of Nida and Zava. Because it's Yisurin. It is not considered to be Gili Arayos. Wow, that's the Chiddush. And Rabbi Natam says, that's the secret to Yevamos Daf Beis Zaman Aleph. Because there are two heavy sugyas that revolve around this machlokes. Yevamos Daf Beis, Ksuvas Daf Beis. Yevamos Daf Beis is as follows. Let's assume, for example, you have a case of Yibum. You're going to tell me, you know what? Yibum, there's an Isra of Eishasach. How in the world could Yibum occur? You know, the answer is, you know what? That's the whole uniqueness of Yibum. B'makom Yibum, there is no Isra of Eishasach. But Malkami, there's no Isra of Eishasach. That's clear, no? There's Zika. There is no Isra of Eishasach. Either because of Hutra, Duchuria. I've often quoted that Ramban, in Torah Adam, the Rashi Brachas Tavchav. Maybe it means there is no Isra of Eishasach. Not that the mitzvah of Yibum is matir. There is no Isra of Eishasach under such circumstances. But clearly, right? Yibum is Doch is Eishasach. What happens, the opening mission Yevamos, what happens if you have compound Yisurin, not just Eishasach. Let's assume, for example, two brothers marry two sisters. No, the opening Mishnah. So wait a second. You have an Isur of Eishasach, and you have an Isur of Achos Isha. No? So what would happen in that particular case? Yim was Docha Eishasach, yeah, but it's not Docha Achos Isha. So if two brothers marry two sisters, there's no Yibum. There's no chalitza. We're done. Yibum can override Eishasach, obviously. It can't override Achos Isha. Right? And there's no possibility of arguing, look, the Sivyun could be docha gili arayos. It's not going to happen. And therefore, two brothers married two sisters, you're done. There's no Yibum. There's no chalitza. Okay. Tosus is bothered by the following. Two brothers married two sisters. We're done. No Yibum chalitza. Why is that true? After all, what? I understand Yibum is not Docha Achos Isha. But, you know, it's Docha Eishasach. So Eishasach is out. Achos Isha is not a permanent Isser. No? Eish Esach is always Asur. There's no way in the world a person can ever marry, aside from Yibum, their brother's wife. What about marrying your wife's sister? What about marrying your wife's sister? That's why you always have to be careful. You can't use a broad term, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, because after all, brother or sister is either Eish Esach or Achos Isha, but their difference is Daraisa. No? The Isra of Achos Isha is only B'chayeha. Only B'chayeha. When a person's wife is living, you cannot marry your wife's sister. But let's assume, for example, that one's wife would die. There's no longer any Isra of Achos Isha. No? So Tosa says the following. Two brothers marry two sisters. Eish Esach is not a problem. Yibum B'doche. The problem is there's an Isra of Achos Isha. Okay, right here and now there's a problem. Right here and now there's a problem. But you know what? That problem could resolve itself. No? The wife could die in a week, in a month, in a year, in a decade, in a yovel. But that Isra could be paka. That Isra could be paka. In which case, if the only impediment, only problem is Achos Isha, and Achos Isha is here today, but you know Achos Isha could be gone tomorrow. So why is there no Yibum? Why is there no Yibum? In principle, there could be Yibum. So you're going to tell me what? I'm not interested in waiting a yovel. Oh, okay, but in principle, there. So do chalitza. So do chalitza. Why do we say we're done? Why do we say we're done? No? Oh, so Tosa says the following. No? This is clear from the Gemara. There's Yisod. Kol yavama shenei karaba b'shas nefila yavama yavaleha. In order to have Zika, it means that the Zika is chal at the time of the Misa Sa'ach. If at the time of the Misa Sa'ach there is no Zika, but you know, somehow it can be resolved a month, a year, a decade later, no, that's not enough. It has to be Yavamo Yavaleh right here and now. Otherwise, there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, and that's it. So you know what? There's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. And even if, you know what? 2 days later, the wife dies. So there's no Isra Achos Isha, there's no Isra Eish Esach. No, there's still no Yibum whatsoever. Yibum has to be B'shas Nefila, B'shas Zika. Good? Okay. So Tosus asks an Amalil Bokash, no Yibum must have A's. You know what? The brother dies. And guess what? At the time that the brother dies, the wife is Anida. The wife is Anida. The wife is Anida. So Yavama Yavaleha. There's no Yavama Yavaleha. Okay, so wait a week. Wait a week, no? I mean, you can't wait a week, no? It has to be Mamish B'Shas Nefila. It has to be B'Shas Nefila. There has to be the potential of. So Tosa says, once the Gemara formulates its principle, when it comes to Achos Isha, why is it not true when it comes to a case of Nida? No, imagine, if that would be the case. So therefore, you have a man who's very sick, and you know what, there are no children, we want to avoid Yibum, we want to avoid Chalitza, so you know what, just tell the woman not to be Tovelis, therefore she'll be a Nida, and at the time of the Misa Sabal, so therefore there's no Zika? No, of course not. Of course not. Why? Why exactly is that true? Why exactly is that true? So Tosus Nivama says two terutzim to this kasha. Tosus writes, and it's a little bit unclear, this teretz of Tosus. Tosus says the following, that you know what? This of Achos Isha is like very specific. It's very specific. It's mutter la, it's asur l'achrina. A person's sister-in-law is forbidden to you, but she's allowed to marry somebody else. Nida is also the chuliyama. Nida is also the chuliyama. Okay. Nida is also the chuliyama as opposed to something like Achos Isha, as opposed to Bito, where, you know what, asur to this, but mutter to that. Asur to this, mutter to that. As opposed to Nida, which is asur the chuliyama. What does that mean exactly? So you're dealing with something that mutter to some, asur to other, then I'm going to say, terrible, terrible. But if it's something that's asur l'chuliyama, so therefore, oh good, so therefore, there is a zika. What does Tosas mean exactly? Mutter la asur l'achrina, as opposed to asur l'chuliyama. Ooh, so this is this precious, precious, precious Rabbi Tam. No? Unbelievable, no? the definition of arayos. Rabbi Natan, the definition of arayos is mutter lon asal achrina. That's what an Isser Erava is. Arayos speak about a relationship, a kurva, a yachas. The definition of arayos means mutter asa. A woman is an eshes ish, she's muteris labal, but she's asur l'chliyama. A person's daughter, forbidden to him, but mutter l'chliyama. Achos isha, forbidden to you, but mutter l'chliyama. That, Rabbi Natan writes, is the definition of arayos. If you have something which is asur l'chliyama, that's a dead giveaway, that it's not an iser erva. For example, hakol modim. Now, how do we assume Evid va'akum ha'babas Yisrael? Evid va'akum ha'babas Yisrael. Guess what? The Vlad is not a mamzer. The Vlad is not a mamzer. You know why that's true? Ooh, Rabbi Natan. Because Evid, akum, that's also the Kuliyama. That's not in Yisra Erva. And therefore, ein ha'vlad mamzer. The definition of arayos is kurva. Mutala, asal achrina, that's an indicator of arayos. And nida is asal achliyama. The fact that nida is asal achliyama is the clear indicator that this is not considered to be an iser erva. It's not an iser erva. And you know what the chiddush is, Rabbi Natan writes, unbelievable, that arayos obstructs zika. There's no Zika ba'arayos. Just like there's no tfisas kedushin ba'arayos. There's no Zika ba'arayos. So if two brothers marry two sisters, guess what? There's no Zika. There's no Zika. So you know what? A week later, the wife dies. There's no Zika. There's no Zika ba'arayos. But when it comes to Nida, Nida is not an Isser Erva. It's Asur L'Chliyama. And therefore, yes, it's an Isser Bia, but it's not an Isser Erva. And therefore, there is a Zika. There is a Zika. So you can't do Yibam right here and now. So wait till next week. That's not a violation of Kol Yavama Shnei Karba B'Shas Nefili Yavama Avalea. Oh, what Rabbi Natan? And Rabbi Natan writes, V'haraya Gittin Davis. The source of Irecha Nambi Surin is the Parsha of Nidin Zava. Wow, now you get like chills, not like that. That's Rabbi Natan. That's Rabbi Natan. That's pretty unbelievable. And the Rambam disagrees with everything, no? The Rambam completely disagrees and maintains that Nida is Gili Arayos. It's in the Parsha of Arayos. There's an Isra of Kares, Yahar Gvayavor, Chibuk, Nishut, Yichud. Everything. Except there's Xeris Akosu. That despite. Oh, so how would you answer Tosus Kasha then? If that's true, how can there be Zika if this is considered to be arayos? So you know what? The other Teretz of Tosus is Boshut Shah based on the Rambam Shita. You know what the other answer is? What's wrong with saying wait? Don't do Yibam now. Wait. Oh, Tosus quotes the Gemara. That's Derecha Darchinoam. How can it be that the Torah says wait? Wait how long? Imagine, for example, right? A man dies, and guess what? The woman is 20 years old. So wait what? Wait 50 years. Wait 50 years for Yibum. That also says, that's not Derecha Darchinoam. That's why the Torah says, we don't insist on waiting. You have a case, for example, Nida. What are we talking about? Wait a week? That's Darchinoam. And therefore, there's a fundamental difference between Nida and Achos Isha, not because one is Arayos, one is not Arayos, just simply because, so what would the effect of being? Is that a breach of Darchinoam, or is it not? That Teretz is working with the Sarah Shava Shavahem. The starting point, which true of Achos Isha, should be true, right, of a case of Nida, except So what will the outcome be? Wait indefinitely? That can't be. That can't be. Wait until this shuvnita resolves itself. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. Oh, those 2 days, how to resolve? How to resolve that kasha? And here I'll tell you an incredible, incredible shitase. This should take more time though. And that's ksuvas dabeis. Ksuvas dabeis. Erisin was done. Erisin was done. But you know what? The Baal's just dragging his feet. You know, he's not going through with Nisuin. Month after month after month, he's not going through with Nisuin. There comes a point in time that we say to them, you know, what gives? You know, like, you did Erisin. You're expected to do Nisuin. And if you're just going to drag and drag and drag, and not Nisuin in any case at all, you know what we're going to do? We're going to impose the absolute chi of mazonos right here and now. And therefore, higia hazman v'lanises. No? Ksuvas tafeis. Ocheles mishalov, ocheles petruma. Well, the missionary Shona, he has to support her. But he's dragging because he doesn't want to support his wife. You're going to have to support her right now. You're going to have to do that. And not only that, you know what? If you're a kohen, she can eat truma. Because Mika Dindaraisa Rusabas Yisrael Echalas Batruma. Okay. As we discussed. What happens to the following? The guy is dragging his. We say, do Nisuin already. Do Nisuin. And he says, fine, fine. You know, but there's a little bit of a problem. You're asking me to do Nisuin today, today. Today, she is Anida. She is Anida. Oh, so the Gemara says, if that's really the case, okay, that's legitimate. That's legitimate. You know, so we'll call you next week. That's why is that legitimate? He's being told, you know what, to do Nisuin, and he says that the timing's not quite right, but you know, I promise you, next week we'll take care of this. Why is that a legitimate response? So this is an unbelievable machlokas between the Ran and the Rambam. The Ran and the Rambam. You know what the Rambam Shita is? You know why it's a legitimate response? Because we're asking you to do the impossible. You cannot do Nisuin. You cannot do Nisuin. That's the Rambam Shita. There is no Nisuin Benida. There is no Nisuin Benida. Why? What's Nisuin? But you can't stand under the chuppah. What's Nisuin? Oh, what's Nisuin? Perikudev Hochasishas. No? You know what the definition of Nisuin is? The definition of Nisuin is not standing under a chuppah, the sheet of the Baliatosus. The definition of Nisuin is Yichud Harayu Labiyah. Yichud Harayu Labiyah. So you're telling me I should do Nisuin. Nisuin cannot be done. We're not going to ask you to do something that's impossible. We're not going to fault you for not going through with Nisuin if you can't go through with Nisuin. And the Ran, Aleph and Aleph and Dapi Arif. Whoa. Sugi after sugi. Sugi after sugi. The Ran writes, that's not true. That's not Nisuin. Nisuin is not Yichud Harayi Leviya. Nisuin is Yichud Harayi Leviya. The Ran writes, it's against like everything, no? The Ran writes, it's against Yevamos Daf Nun Zayin. Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. You really mean to say that there's no Nisuin if a woman is forbidden to you? A Kohen goes and marries a Grusha. There's no Nisuin? There's no Nisuin. There is Nisuin, you better get divorced. No, there is Nisuin. How can you say that the definition of Nisuin is Yichud Harayi Leviya? It's absolutely not true. So the Ran writes, that's not what this Gemara means in Ksuvas and Daf Beis. The Gemara in Ksuvas Daf Beis means the following. We're faulting the Baal for not going through with Nisuin today. You know what? If he responds and says, today, she is Anida, that is a legitimate excuse for not going ahead with Nisuin. Because That's like not ideal. It's not ideal to have a chuppas nida. There would be an isur yichud. Yoshev anesh yishirban anashim. So if he responds and says that, you know, it's not so appropriate because right now she is asura, so the chachamim say, okay, we understand that. So wait a week. Not because it's impossible, not because you can't have nisuin, but because it's not an ideal time to do nisuin. So that's a legitimate excuse. But of course there's nisuin. Of course there's nisuin. And the Ram calls like raya after raya after raya. Of course you can have nisuin, even if the woman is forbidden to you. Wow, that's an incredible machlokas, how to read. When the Gemara says we're not going to impose a chi of mizonos if she's a nida, is that because it's impossible to have nisuin? Or it's inconvenient to do nisuin? Well, the Ron writes inconvenient. And we'll listen to your excuse. We'll let you buy a little bit more time. That's pretty heavy, no? Can you have a chupas nida? The Ram writes no. The Ron writes yes. Kasha after kasha after kasha that the Ron writes. So we're out of time. I'll just tell you one point and we'll have to pick up. No? This is all the Rambam Lashita say. This is all the Rambam Lashita say. That the Rambam maintains that Nida is Bechlal Ha'arayos. Nida is an Isser Erva. Nida is an Isser Erva. Yichud, Negiah, Yaragvayavu, Kares. Despite the fact, yes, Xeris HaKosu, Tfisas Kedusha, Enav Lamamzer, but Nida remains Arayos. And that certainly is not a source for Erechar Nemon Bisurin. Nida is Bechlal HaArayos. There's Xeris HaKosu, that there's tfisas kedushin ba'arayos, but you know what? There's no tfisas nisuin ba'arayos. Because the Rambam shita is that nisuin is yichud harayah leviyah. Yichud harayah leviyah. The Ram writes, that's impossible. Yichud harayah leviyah. What do you mean? There's no nisuin for psulos. You know what the answer to that kasha is? Even the Rambam would agree there's tfisas nisuin for psulos. Psulos is chavilavim, chaviesei, nisurei via. The Rambam shita is there's no nisuin ba'arayos. And nida is bechlal harayos. I'll tell you a kasha that the Nesivis asks, the Beis Yaakov, Ksuvis, Beis Amar Aleph. When we mention Beisu Zuishtu is Nisuin. What was that source? Yumadaf Yud Gimel. Yumadaf Yud Gimel. The Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur. What does married mean? Nisuin. Nisuin. Mufurishin Gemara. Nisuin. What happens if the wife of the Kohen Gadol dies and it's Yom Kippur and the Kohen Gadol is not married? So what happens now? What happens right now? Oh, Satosus quotes, Yumadaf, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Yushalmi. You know, we didn't anticipate this was going to happen. But if it's necessary for a Kohen Gadol to be married, and all of a sudden he's not married now on Yom Kippur, his wife has died, so let him get married on Yom Kippur. Let him get married on Yom Kippur. No? Mufurish Yushalmi. Ah, you'll tell me you're not allowed to get married on Yom Kippur. No? But our Mishnah and Beit Sadaf Lamed Vav, yeah, that's an Issur Drabana. And ain't Shus Bemikdash. So it's Mefurish in Yerushalmi that if this really happens, so get married on Yom Kippur. But what does get married mean? What does get married mean? Mefurish in Gemara. Beiso, you need Nisuin. So Erisin and Nisuin on Yom Kippur. Erisin, oh, that's the Nesivis Sarachian. According to the Rambam, impossible. Impossible, no? The definition of Nisuin is Yichud Harayah Leviyah. You know what the Rambam Shita is that Tashmi Shamit Yom Kippur is an Issa D'Oraisa. An Issa D'Oraisa. How is that Yichud Harayah Leviyah? In Shavuos B'Mikdash. How is Nisuin even possible? even possible? Let's see, that's right. That's a pretty heavy, heavy kasha, no? You know what the answer is? The same answer is the Ran's kasha, but Yeshchop of the Psulos. The Rambam Shita is there's no Nisun Ba'arayas, and Nida is an Isser Erev. Nida is an Isser Erev. Not Chagilalim, and certainly not the Isser Tashmish Amita B'Yom HaKippurim. That's not Arayos. That's not Arayos. Isuribia. The Rambam writes that is not a breach of Yichud Haray Leviya. Yichud Haray Leviya, the Rambam understands as meaning that there's no Tfisas Nisuin Ba'arayos, and the Rambam writes that is true when it comes to a chupas Nida. Now that's pretty heavy, you know, but all of this is the Machlokes. Rabbi Natan and the Rambam. And getting up Beis and Beis. About, is this a candidate for Erech HaNeman B'Yisurin? Rabbi Natan writes with all his beautiful eyes, absolutely yes, because that's what Nida is. Isurim, not Arayos. And the Rambam fundamentally disagrees. So if you can, take a look at that Beis HaLevi, Machlokes the Rashi and Tosus. And take a look at this Rabbi Natan, right in the Sefer Yasha, right? Just stunning, stunning haros. What is Yisrebiya? What is considered the Gili Arayos? Can you argue that Echadam Yisrein is based on the Parsha of Azavah Gadol?